they're not creative. They can't meet new ideas. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain of Humanoid Central. Now that they're here, there's little time left. Either we destroy them, or they will destroy us. They're rather unpleasant methods of dealing with our enemies. They can change you, you know.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. The house began to die. Skeleton began to cringe in the heat. The wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out. The wires withered and the circuits cracked.
Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And Spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone. That we were gone. That we were gone. That we were gone.
Oh, I see. Welcome back, ladies and gents. Yes, Youssef, thank you for passing the reins. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, right here on Local 107.3 FM's Smashed Blocked. Also heard elsewhere in the country. Please check your local listings, CFUV and Free Radio Edmonton still cooking. We're having some changes in the show as of tonight. You'll notice in less than 1 hour from now, the show will be over. Yes, that's right. We are not over for good, not completely finite sense, but over in the sense that we're going to 1 hour. We're going to pack more of a punch, and the weekly sprawl is not going to happen beginning and ending across 2 hours. The weekly sprawl is going to spill from show to show to show to show to show. And so we're going to go with that, so that there's the never-ending sprawl from the trough of Smashed Blocked, from the dirt, from the boots, from the underground, from the bottom on up, coming your way every week. And so we started there with a little bit of Youssef Lateef, the title track from his 1965 record, 1984, which was recorded in February of that year, 1965, that is. We also had another tune from that record, Listen to the Wind. We're going to continue on here with a little more stylings in the same ballpark, but I'm going to feature some piano players in the next set, some free jazz innovators on piano, and some recordings representative thereof. Lenny Tristano is coming up in the second half of this next set of music, but first we're going to go to a name familiar to some of our listeners as of late, Paul Blais, from his trio record of 1966 on the BYG Actuel label. This is from a record called Ramblin', and covering Mr. Ornette Coleman, this is a tune called Ramblin'. Say more about the future of the show soon. You're listening to Smash Blocked, Local 107.3 FM. This is Paul Blais. Thank you.
Thank you.
Starting that set out from his 1966 LP on BYG, that was Paul Blay Trio's Ramblin' from the album of the same name. We also had from that same record Mazalaton, one of Blay's compositions, and a trio featuring Blay on piano, Mark Levinson on bass, and Barry Altschul on drums. You might be familiar with another version of Ramblin' that he does on the Mr. Joy LP, but I came across this record in my internet wanderings this week and thoroughly enjoyed it. And it's a little more stripped down, I felt like, than the Mr. Joy record, so thought we would give that one a whirl instead. We had after that an innovator in the free jazz kind of sound. An innovator well beyond the 60s and the 50s even, which is an unusual thing the two have come across in my wanderings this week. I was very curious to hear about this. I like, you know, I really enjoy lots of some pretty early wigged out kind of sounds coming from folks like Bird and all that. But to hear from the 1940s, Lenny Tristano's Intuition, and then from just a few years later in 19. So I think Intuition is 48 or 49, if I'm not mistaken. And Descent into Madness, which was the last cut you heard there, was a 1953, both from Lenny Tristano, piano player. Piano player that sort of set the high watermark for a certain kind of improvisation, certain kinds of chord and melodic structures, certain kinds of approaches in jazz. that moving out of sort of the dance band era into an era where more jazz music over the next decade or two would consider or continue to be able to be freer and freer in many ways until it became truly, absolutely free. Anyway, speaking of freedom, here's some brand new music from Winter Coats out of Fredericton. Ladies and gents, I'm very excited to share this with you today, and it is the namesake of our episode. And our new, we're 1 hour weekly instead of two, and there's going to be a spillover every week. It's a sprawl. This is Spillover, parts one and two by Winter Coats. We'll be right back.
Our boat first boarded the dhow inside the ship and probably within 3 miles of land. Therefore, in Zanzibar waters, which exempted her from capture without the permission of it, it was therefore useless to detain her any longer, as there would have been no probability of obtaining a condemnation. On returning to Zanzibar a few weeks later, I found the owner had reported the occurrence in a tone of injured innocence to the Sultan, who pretended to be very irate about it.
Nations and individuals are judged.
I gave him to understand that I only regretted not having risked detaining her altogether and taking her into court, as she had too many slaves on board. On the afternoon of the 2nd of August,
the tides are either ebbing or flowing.
On the boarding fell an cargo of 40 slaves on her.
The dhow was brought along the side of the papers loading until Jumas returned to examine the whole term.
Which he did, he found her license.
But in the end, the 39 slaves on it.
Only the 40 was a small laughing secret on the back
unless
of the
tide of civilization
who appeared to be of about that age when, as I heard in England, they are of some takes notice. Through the interpreter, I asked the owner how was he at one slave more than the other.
One is a very small.
Well, that doesn't exempt it from the tax. Why is it included in the papers? It was born since leaving Zanzibar. How long since you left?
3 days, sir.
Tell him black baby grow very fast.
Yes, sir.
Nigger woman not know how she got baby till she finds it coming out of her back.
Then tell him it is God's curse on her.
Yeah.
trade, and the so-called legal traders slave trade. Come away.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. And in case you haven't, we've referred to it each time we've been on the mic so far in the show, but Smash Blocked is now going from a two-hour program to a one-hour program. So for syndicates and carriers, apologize for any inconvenience. And for listeners out there, there'll just be more unending sprawl of horrible sonic garbage strewn across the airwaves, locally and nationally, wherever this show may air. So Smash Blocked, we'll get some more scheduling kind of info to you for our local listeners here in St. John soon. But meanwhile, you can continue to find us at radioforall.net and on Facebook, and we'll be 1 hour rather than 2 hours to pack more of a wallop on a weekly basis. And we'll just see how that goes as we go. So in honor of this constantly overflowing cup that the show will become, cutting down to 1 hour weekly, going from week to week, we started the set out with Winter Coats from Fredericton, a sort of noise improvised guitar and drum duo. We had two brand new songs from them that were released on their SoundCloud, if you want to go find them. We had Spillover Part 1 and Spillover Part 2. We also had from Atana Roberts' new record, Coin Coin Chapter 3. We had the final suite of music from that, so to speak, from that itself, is quite a sprawling and exciting work. Come Away, With Me, Seek, and JP. I'm going now to Moon Duo's, taking you out with Moon Duo, a little bit from the duo augmented to a trio and captured live, apparently at a limited 2,000 pressing run. This is from their record Live in Ravenna on Sacred Bones. This is I've Been Gone, live. You're listening to Smash Blocked on local 107.3 FM. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon.
Quite warm here. Warmish.